Good morning. I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. And I would like to consider this morning four grand blessings. I realize that when most people hear that the Lord will bless them, their mind immediately thinks of those temporal blessings with which all are somewhat interested. I don't doubt that the flesh desires those things that feed it. Mine does. If left to myself, I will choose monetary gain over poverty, health over sickness, harmony with everyone rather than division. I'm not naturally drawn to those blessings which are providentially sent by God to His people that direct them to lean upon Him as their only comfort. At best, man will seek to make himself wise in the letter of the Scriptures only, rather than know by experience from above the power of vital godliness in his soul. Brought to behold, though, something of true blessings, the enlightened man desires the visitation and the manifestations of the Lord's favor, the dew of His Spirit, the application of His atoning blood, and the inward testimony of His love and grace. When the blessing of His chastening hand comes, it's not to sweep away the life within, but the dross that is within. His fan of adversity is so directed toward His people as to drive away the chaff and leave only the pure grain of His grace. Moses, in Deuteronomy 33, is said to have blessed the children of Israel before his death. But, of course, the true blessing was that his words were the words of God Almighty. Herein is a blessing, that God would not be silent toward His people. David said in Psalm 28:1, "Unto Thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest, if Thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." The Lord is not silent toward His people, for He has sent not only the gospel, but has and shall open their understanding. A preacher may stand and recite, read the Scriptures, but only the Lord can open the heart to believe and receive those Scriptures. A man can reach the ears, but only Christ instructs the heart. What was it that was such a blessing to the people of God? Well, the Scripture says in verse 1, "And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. He said, The Lord came from Sinai." Oh, what a foundation of a blessing, that God Almighty would let a man know, let a people know something of His demands. The Lord came. And then secondly, the Scripture says that He rose up into Seir. Not only is the foundation of these blessings found in that God would send His law, a law that no man could keep, but the Scripture says that He rose up in Seir. What was this place of Seir? Why, it was here that Moses was instructed to make, to form, to fashion a brazen serpent. You remember the story concerning those fiery serpents that were biting the people and they were dying. And God told Moses, "Fashion a brazen serpent, raise it up, and everyone that looks shall live." Here we see a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, He who became sin for His people, for His elect, for His chosen bride, chosen from the foundation of the world, raised up as a type of Christ, their hope, their Redeemer, their Savior. The Scripture says also in that second verse that He shined forth from Mount Paran, shined forth as the sun and light of splendor and glory. This is the place where His people traveled. It was in this area that the spies were sent to Canaan. It was here that the cloud rested when His people were removed from Mount Sinai. It was here that Moses repeated or delivered unto the people that which he had received from God in the law. Here is the foundation of the blessing that Moses is going to set forth. God gave His law, a law that the people could not keep, but it was His demand. Secondly, He told Moses, raise up in Mount Seir that brazen serpent, a picture of Christ, the substitute. Thirdly, it was in Mount Paran, place of direction, hope. This was all done in majesty and glory and honor unto the Lord, for it says in the latter part of that second verse, He came with 10,000s of saints, and from His right hand went a fiery law for them. Then in the third verse, Moses actually recites the blessing that God gave the people. It says first, yea, He loved the people. Now, there we find the grand blessing of Almighty God. Truly, the Lord had set His affection upon Israel. But this is but a picture of His love, grace, and mercy toward the spiritual Israel. He loves them with an everlasting love. It was because of His love toward a chosen people that He chose them, elected them unto salvation in Christ, their surety. He sent the blessed Son to redeem them by being their representative of obedience to the law and their sin-bearer at Calvary. Because of love, God sent the gospel to them, gave them faith to believe. The record of His Son accepts them totally on the merit of the blood of Christ. The second blessing I see in that third verse says this, all His saints are in Thy hand. God's people are eternally secure. All the saints are in His hand. How secure are God's people? Jude verse 1 says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, what a grand blessing! First, that God would love a people. Secondly, that they would be secure in His hand. And then thirdly, the Scripture says, and they sat down at Thy feet. Here's the third blessing. God's people are teachable. They're made to long to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, now it came to pass, as they went, that He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to Him and said, Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One thing was needful. What was that? The Scripture says that she sat at the feet of Christ and heard His word. The Lord blesses His people to possess a heart that longs to sit under the message that honors Him. Where before, they, as all men by nature say, would not have this man to rule over them, but now with a heart made sensitive to Him, they sit, they settle down. What a blessing. And then we find the fourth blessing in that third verse of Deuteronomy chapter 33. The Scripture says, every one shall receive of thy words. Oh, how I love those words, shall. That has a sound of distinctness, of surety. What a blessing that Christ would send and bless unto life the word concerning himself. Here is the evidence of salvation. God's people believe him. The scripture says Abraham believed God and was counted unto him for righteousness. It's not that a man believes that there is a God. The demons believe that. It's that a man believes God. Big difference. God's people believe him. They believe and receive his word as the final word, the word of life, the word of hope, the word that brings glory and honor and praise totally unto himself. Oh, the grand scope of the blessing of Almighty God. If God is going to bless a people, I want to know, what is that blessing? Here's the blessing. God Almighty sent by his spokesman, the law, that which he demanded. He sent his law, sent it through Moses, came there to Sinai, gave his absolute demands toward his people. But his people, who could not, because of the frailty of their flesh, the deadness of their heart, he also rose up from Seir. There, raising that brazen serpent, Moses set forth the substitute. And that look of faith, look of hope, was life and salvation, shined forth from Mount Paran. There he directed his people, and in that direction came with glory and honor 10,000s of saints. He loved his people. You consider that blessing. If Almighty God has set his affection upon a man, that man's blessed. All of those that he's eternally loved are in his hand, in the hand of Almighty God. Can you consider a greater blessing than to be in his hand? And all that he's loved, all that are in his hand, they sit down at his feet. Oh, that God Almighty would give me a heart to sit down at his feet and just listen, and hear, and be made to contemplate, and then to realize that those that sit at his feet shall receive his word. If he's given me a heart to sit down and to listen and to hear, then he will give me a heart to receive his words. If you would like to hear more of this message concerning the sovereign grace of Almighty God in the salvation of his people, come visit us at West Harpeth Grace Church. We're at 3226 Boyd Mill Avenue. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Until next week, thank you for tuning in.